Why? Because they rationalize it. And the telephone company, what? You have to make a collection for the telephone company. They are multimillionaires, billionaires. You have to worry about their money. But anyone, all right, so a person who never learned Gemara, I can understand. Why should they understand? But someone who learned Gemara even one day should understand better. It doesn't make any difference whether he's a poor man or a millionaire. Gnevi is Gnevi. Gzeli is Gzeli. So this is what Tesis explains. In other words, an Ishes Amoretz is not chshudo to do something that according that even according to the common sense of an ignorant, unintelligent person is wrong. Real gezel just to switch around to take out the spice, the peiros from one pot and replace it with an inferior spice, that's ugly. I mean, everybody understands. But in the case where a Talmid Chochem stays in a house, she doesn't charge him, she thinks, I mean, he should feel grateful to her. So then, an Ishes Amoretz, an ignorant, unintelligent person might rationalize and say, what's wrong with taking out the good peiros from the pot and replace it with bad, inferior peiros? After all, I am so nice to him. I let him stay in my house, I don't charge him rent. But anyone who is motivated by Torah Hashkofes knows, or by intelligent Hashkofes, even if he's not even Torah, knows that just because she's doing a good act towards the person, it doesn't entitle her to gazel, to gamble, to steal, and to do everything that is wrong. But ignorant people are liable, are apt to do something like that and rationalize. So that's why he says, the bit me a comma, bar be rav lechel chamino, va no echel krilo, va ni to rachti bishvile, aber gab ich chino sei, in loch ich lechilu, aber bish in rachti bishvile, di der ashrinim sheteich im ze bishuve. All right. Now, und der Gmore, es ul chluf elu ich hashinon, va talje, eishes chover, tichenes im eishes amoretz, בזמן שיתמאו, אבל לא בזמן שיתאירו. רב שמעון עוזר אומר, בזמן שיתמאו ותתחי, מפני שחבר אותו ניסן אצלו ויחלץ. השתה מגזל גוזלו, חלופה מבויה. So we see that we are חישית, אני שזה מורץ, in ממש, taking out somebody else's, and eat it. Now let's see how Rashi explains. וחילוף וליזלו יחשינון, תכנס מסייס להניק איזה רחיים כשתכנס לסתרו של המורת, בזמן שאיזה סחוב ותמאו, לכלי מייך שמתישכח ותיתנו איזה חפיו, דור שני מוסה, תכין לתמאו, אין רגילו ליגה במה שיעשו כבוי, שמות איתם, וסתומו עם מרס מרוחי, היא, ולא ינוגה, אבל לא בזמן שיתרו, דהוי וסתומו נגעס, חיישינון שמתישכח ותיך, שמתישכח ותיך. So, שחבר אותו ניסן אצלו ויחלס, על משחשודו ליגניף משל ביילו, ולחלס חלתו, ואיש אסחוב הרב על פי שנרגילו, לא ילאכל גזל, ולא ילאכל דובה של מוסה, חיישינו משיקחי דובית אינשה, הנה, יש לי מין שבאוכל מי דיאברי, אבל לא סיד לאחרני, מי לא עבדי חשודו ורגילו בגזל, לא ימין שיהיה. So, the Gemara says, אומר רב יסף, עושה נאמה, מיר יבאמרי, תורה מידישן, כוח, Vizu hoyu misayeh seiso lo yahav gezel. I mean, in her opinion, but al pedin it is still gezel. All right, we'll leave it here.
January 5th, 1981, Bliayin Hor, Kaf Tes Tevi.
Now, I would like to cover the Gemara up to Zion. On the base, and then for next year, so we'll concentrate before we proceed with Gemara, we'll concentrate on the tour in Shofanot. So for Wednesday, in case I forget to tell you before the end of the year, so for Wednesday, you should go over the tour Simen Aleph, and then Chaver Amor and Taz Shach up to Sifei. The first thing. But you always have to have with you the Gemara and the Tur and the Shochanoch and the Rambam. of Machlokes Hashulchan and Shchit, always. Alright, and the Baruch Hashulchan also. Now we left off in the Gemara that Vav Amud Beis, by Hind Rabbi Yeshua ben Zalman, the Chomot of Rav Meir, with the Rebbe, our Rav Meir. But we didn't learn Tesis Pshat in the Gemara, in the Braise of the Eishes Chobar Techeles, in Eishes Amoret. Now, so the Rashi explains it. Rashi explains the Gemara, Uchiluka Lechashino Vatanye, Eishes Chobar Techeles in Eishes Amoret, Bizman Sheit Meyo, Avaloi Bizman Sheit Eyo. So according to Rashi, the Shaila here is not with Tume, but the Shaila is with Tev. Don't show you yourself, because an Amoret is Choshut, and he's a Tev. So the Braise says, Eishes Chobar, it's accepting tax. Eishes Chobar Techeles, Imeishes Amoretz, Bizman Sheit Meyo. According to Rashi, so it means Techeles Misayes Lahamik Yisrael Chayim Kishi Techeles Zatvur Shel Amoretz. In other words, an Eishes Chobar is allowed to help an Eishes Amoretz mill, grind the wheat of the Eishes Amoretz. But the Shaila is, it should involve the Nisei of Misayel Vavere, because the Eishes Amoretz is Chshudo, and eating that, and then the Eishes Chobar is helping, is assisting the Eishes Amoretz in the processing of the wheat, and then after the processing, what will the Eishes Amoretz, what might the Eishes Amoretz do? Partake of it, and the behavior is a terrible. So the Eishes Chobar should not be allowed to assist the Eishes Amoretz in doing something that might result in an Aveira by the Eishes Amoretz. Misayeya Yivir Aveira. Vatani Eishes Chobar Techeles in Eishes Amoretz. Bizman Sheit Meyo. So, Bizman Sheishes Chobar Meyo. Letele Meichash Shemot Tishkach Vititem Lisech Pio. Doma Sheini Musha. Techim Vit Meyo Yi Eino Vigilo Liga Vamne Sheyasu Kabon. Shemot itamo, ustomo imedes, mirochikim oloi noga, avloi bizman sheiteo, dehoino ustomo nigas, chalshinon shemotishka viteichu. So in other words, so according to Rashi, so the price is reference to the Eishes Chobar. In other words, when the Eishes Chobar assists the Eishes Amoretz in grinding the wheat of the Eishes Amoretz. So, when is she allowed to assist the Eishes Amoretz? Only when the Eishes Chobar is Meyo. So then there is no possibility of the Nichshol. Maybe the Eishes Chobar herself will inadvertently take some of the wheat into her mouth, absent-mindedly. So, in other words, so the Braise is not even considering it from the point of view of Misayeh de Braveh. We are not worried about Misayeh de Braveh. And the only problem, according to Rashi's Pshat, is maybe there is a possibility that the Eishes Chobar herself will be nichshol in absent-mindedly in an avere. So, bizman sheit meyo, so then there is no chshoshe. We don't have to be chishish. Maybe absent-mindedly she will forget and put some grains, some seeds of grain into her mouth and eat it. Because she knows she's male, so she'll only help the Eishes Amoretz in turning the wheels of the mill, but she will not touch it. She'll be on guard because she's male. And an Eishes Chobar is zero, not to contaminate that wheel. Abo loy bizman sheitein. But if the Eishes Chobar is male, the hoyu, so then she's not on guard, not to touch. So she will, in all probability, not only turn the wheels of the mill, she will touch, she'll handle the grain, and so the male, see, she'll be touching the grain all the time. She might inadvertently take some of the grain and eat it, and that might be a musa. So the reason as to why this man Shetei or not, is not because of this Ayin de Avere, but because of the possibility that she herself will be Nechshavas. Reb Shimon Rosh HaReineya, Av this man Sheitmeo, Loi Titche, Mipnei Shechaverto Neiseles Slobech. So in other words, even if she's Meo Deishes Chaver, she's not allowed to assist Deishes Amoretz in running the mill. Why? Because it's true, she is on guard not to touch the grain. So she's on guard, but Deishes Amoretz, she doesn't know of anything, and she might give some of the grain and put it into the mouth of the Deishes Chaver out of appreciation and gratitude for the service rendered by the Deishes Chaver. So the Deishes Amoretz might put some seeds of grain into her mouth, and then she'll eat, and that might not be loosened. So there is still a possibility that she will be Nechshavas in an Aver. Oh, so Hash the Mikvah Gzeire, Chalufen Miboye, so according to the Rashi, Shechaber to Nesel Esel Lechavas, Al Meshech Shido Mitnik Mishol Bayro, Ulahachel Es Chavato, Meishes Chomer Aval Mishin Rikilo, Loi Lechel Gezel, Loi Lechel Dova Shin Musa, Chashino Meshikche, Dovi Dinesh Dinin Shemoch, Mai Yavim, Aval Losis Lachil Nehila, Nechshudo, Ulahilo Vigezel Lemichi. So in other words, so the Gemara is deducing from this Braise, it's Eftel Tares, that an Amhoretz or an Eishes Amhoretz is Chshuda and Gezel. Because here, Reb Shimon also says that she is not allowed to assist the Eishes Amhoretz, even while she is Meyor, because the Eishes Amhoretz is very likely to take some of the grain that belongs to her husband. She doesn't have title in those in that grain. It's her husband's. It's her husband's grain. So the Meyle, it's Gezel on her part, you know, to be hospitable at the expense of her husband. What's an Eishes Amoretz? It's Chshudo and Gezel. I guess. So she will give it to the Eishes Chover, and the Eishes Chover will eat it, and it might not even be Miusa. That's Rashi's plan. But anyway, so we see from the Shimon Lozo that he is Cheshe, the Eishes Amoretz, in Gezel. So if a person, so what is a Gezel? The Gezel consists of giving some of the grain that belongs to a husband without the husband's reshus. If she gives it to the Eishes Chover, so that's Gezel. So if she's Chshudo and Gezel, she's certainly Chshudo to be Machlit. So the more the Teres, no. And Amoretz is not Choshim and Gezel. And Amoretz is not even Choshim and Machlit. But there are certain kinds of Gzele that they rationalize. I mean, the same way as many Yeshiva Bacharim do many things that involve an Isar of Gzele. Many Bnei Torah that involve an Isar of Gezel Midaraisa. Gezel Midaraisa. Mamish Gezel. When you make a telephone call, a long distance call, and you make a person to person call to a fictitious name, it's Gezel Midaraisa. Al Pidin is the same Gezel, like stealing from somebody else's pocket. But when, unfortunately, even Yeshiva Bacharim in Binod Mechavere, they are not motivated by Halacha. In Binod Mechavere, they are less Kishayre. But Binod Mechavere, so no Shailes. A Yeshiva student comes into a room or into the dining room at night to take a drink, and then he leaves the light, he turns on the light, and then he leaves the light a whole night. Mr. Sabo, when he comes in the morning, he tells me, he found all the lights. Why? Someone went in, turned on the light. So he didn't care to turn on the light. What is that? Mazik. It's Mazik. It's Mamish Mazik. It's an Isa Deraisa. But, we only have a way, so, that no Shailas are asked. So even those who ask Shailas. So the Eishes Amoretz in the same way. So in other words, not that she's Chshuda and Gezel. But in Binod Mechaveira, since she is not motivated by Aloche, so she passes on the Shailas in Mechaveira. To a Midishikoch. I mean, the same way as some so-called Mitorah say, why I have to enrich the telephone company? They are billionaires. Why can't I perpetrate fraud against the telephone company? So, but that doesn't mean that they are choshed on Gezel. They are choshed on certain acts that Al-Pidin are Gezel. So, to the Midishikov. So this is how Rashi explained. Now, for there, the question of Isaiah is more clear. If the Gemara, the Rashi, yes, what is it?
In Rashi's chat, just what does it mean when it says,
I'm going to discuss it. So that's right. So Munefshah, if the Makshi assumed that from Rav Shimon Elozo we can deduce that the Nishis Amoretz, Chashuta and Gezel, why? Because the fact that Rav Shimon Elozo is Cheshit her, that she can be very good, very generous at the expense of her husband, so then we should be able to deduce from this price that the Nishis Chover is also Chashuta and Gezel. After all, she is the one who puts it into the Nishis Chover's mouth. But the Ishes Chover is the one who eats it. So she is also in Erez Gezel. So then the Gemara should ask, from that price it appears that everyone is Choshel HaGezel. And Amoretz is Choshel HaGezel, Chover is Choshel HaGezel. Everyone in the world is Choshel HaGezel. So the Rashi says no. Because the Ishes Chover, when somebody puts something into your mouth, so then you don't think. You don't think. So that doesn't mean that he's Choshel HaGezel. But because somebody else puts it in her mouth. Masha'imke, the Ishes Amoret, who takes out from the mill, takes out grain, and puts it in the mouth of another person, so that is not because he didn't think, he wasn't conscious. That means he doesn't care for the mourning of her husband. So that's why the Makshi assumed that the Ishes Amoret is Choshel HaGezel. Now let's see the thesis. Pirus Bekuntres, Eishes Chover Techenes in Eishes Amoretz. Pirus Bekuntres, Techenes Fuhu Shal Amoretz, Bizman Shiit Meir. Eishes Chover the regular Meichas, Shemo Tishkach Vititim Lizich Pio. Dolo Sheini Meusa, Dechivin Vit Meir Hui, Eino Nigas, Umistome Unmedes Mirochik. Vikoshi, the Har Braisi, it says Mishne, but this, so there is a correction, because it's not a Mishne, it's a Braisi. The Hach Baise Misnayim in Miseches Taras. It is in 17 Taras. Or in Pirush HaKuntres Habu in Misne Miseches Mad. Miseches Mad. Because according to Rashi, so why does Rav Shimon Elozo say that Avizman Shiit Meyo Letitche? And Tanekame says Bizman Shiit Meyo Yes, Bizman Shiit Terana. So it's all because of the Yisair of Eynusa. So its place is in Miseches Mai, not in Tares. Tares deals with the question of Tumei V'Tare, with the Kildare. But this has nothing to do with Tumei V'Tare. So it's not the Yone of Tares. Void Koshi. The Pir is the Chavatonis and the Senesel of the Echelis. Al Mechshuto, Ritneif Mishel Bayo, Vein Zegzele, Vein Abao Makhdi Gavamoe. Since when is it Zegzele? For a woman, a married woman, does that mean that if a married, that if a person comes to a house, and so then a married woman cannot take $1 or $5 out of the drawer that belongs, even though it's not her money, it's the husband's money. So it's a dimifuresh that mikavlim in anoshim kinitanya da'agezel basre mikavlim in anoshim dogamuech lizlok. So in other words, a married woman is allowed to give it over more. In other words, for a married woman to give, let's say, $10,000, take out from her husband's wallet, if the money doesn't belong to her, and to give $10,000, that she's not allowed. Because the husband might object, even though it's a mitzvah, but one cannot be retired mitzvahs through an act of zeila. But in Dabba Mu'et, so there is a presumption that no matter how stingy a husband is, a Dabba Mu'et, he wouldn't be makpid against his wife giving. So here it's also Dabba Mu'et, I mean, just a few seeds of grain, that's one kash. And then, so what we have to say, in other words, after all, how does the price say, we come in a notion of Dabba Mu'et is lucky? Is there such a halacha? Could anyone take a Dabba Mu'et from his friend without his reshuts, even if it's a Dabba Mu'et? He couldn't. I mean, you're not allowed, let's say, suppose you have to be in somebody else's house, and you are hungry, and the Balabais is not in the house, the Balasabais is not in the house, but you see on the table a roll. So he said, how much does it cost the law? You're not allowed to do it. So why do we say that a woman is allowed it? It's not a money? Because there is an umdere that no husband will be makpid against his wife giving a dovamuet to his daughter. But suppose the husband is very stingy and he is makpid on every penny and even less than a penny, but if it's a nian of zloke, so there is a presumption. After all, everyone is mechuyev to give zloke. So mele, there is a presumption that he's not makpid. So the presumption is only when the wife is mekayem mitzvah through the act of the wife of taking the davar muet. So the wife is mekayem mitzvah and the husband is mekayem mitzvah. It's his money. So then there is a presumption. But when the davar muet is given to a rich person, just because she wants to maintain a good relationship and to have the goodwill of the Eishes Chaver, there is no such presumption. So the male says, yes. In other words, according to Rashi, only a wife is allowed to give of the husband's money the mavuet to its doctor because of the mitzvah of tzedakah, but not with tzedakah. So according to Rashi, if made the mavuet, a wife is not allowed to give unless she knows that the husband is not makpid. But as a general rule that every married woman should be allowed to give it of the husband's money, only with tzedakah there is such a chazaka, but not with tzedakah. This is Rashi. And then we come say they have me. So in other words, because then there is another difficulty which Rashi himself felt. Monefshech, if the makshin is deduced from this price in Taris that a nation's amoris should have gezel, because Reb Shimon Rozov is chesed her, maybe she will put some of the grain into the mouth of the Eishes Chaver, so we should be able to deduce from the same price that the Eishes Chaver is also Shura and Gezel, because she eats grain that is put in her mouth. So what does Rashi say? No, when somebody puts something in your mouth, so then you can be a tzadikom, because it's only natural for a person to swallow it inadvertently. After all, somebody else put it in your mouth. He's only a human being, so he did it inadvertently. But to take something out of the mill and to put it into the mouth of another person, that a person couldn't do absent-mindedly. That can be done only with premeditation. So how could the Eishes Amoretz be suspected of doing something like that with premeditation? Obviously, because she's chshudo. So the more you tell it, no, she's not chshudo. But this is a matter, this is something that an Eishes Amoretz rationalizes. Is me right? So Teisha doesn't like the distinction. We come say they chakmei shemechalik ben Eishes Chaver Eishes Amoretz. Do we give you mean she viochom adiavrei? Aber los ist lachiri. You have the idea of giving it kesel. Loi mean she. Loi mean she. Now, I had a shadow, a certain woman who is involved in the business, and she earns all the money. And she earns all the money. And the husband, he helps her out. But she is the businesswoman. I'm not going to mention her name. So she asked me, Shaila, she wants to give zloty. A lot of zloty. And the husband forbids her to give anything beyond $100. That's the maximum. He told her it directly. But she can't stand it. So she asked the Shaila whether she is allowed to give a substantial donation for a shiva, for tzedakah. And not tell the husband, because after all, she makes all the money, not the husband. So I told her, I give her a heta, because the Mishnah and Allah discussed the question. Like this, it's her money, but Mashikom se isha for the Baal, so the Baal acquires a king peiris, not the king aguf, but the king aguf is always vested in the isha, the wife, but just the king peiris. So there are many poskim who say that Eru hanishaya chayu she evdeis ba'atzmon. So then the halacha, the Mishnah Malach mentioned it. So then the halacha of mashikonso yinsho konso bayro doesn't apply. In other words, Mashikonsin, Shikonsa bylaw applies only to a case where the husband, he's the breadwinner. A breadwinner. And then, but the Isha gained something. But if it's the other way around, if the woman is the one who does the business and everything, so then the Baal is not even king and peeress in her income. Alright. So, Beit, Heich Bechelis, Imo, Eishes Chobea, Hare Misayeyes, Evre Aver. Hare Misayeyes, Evre Aver. So, so, Miplich Shechshudo, Mishitich Shechshudo, Umachletz. So, how can an Eishes Chobea be Tichelis, Ziz Misayeyes, Evre Aver? Why? Because Shudo Machlevis. Here the Gemara is only, here the Brisa is saying that the only reason as to why the Tarekame says, Bisman she teo, so she cannot assist the Eishes Amoretz, is because of the possibility that the Eishes Chover herself will be nichsho in the Iser of Mai, of Dovoshin Yusa. But otherwise, but let's say, if she is it mayor, when that possibility of virtual is not chayach, so then it's muta. And Rav Shimon also says that even this man it mayor, it's also only because of the possibility that she herself will be virtual in eating dobo or shein miusa. But the question is, since according to the halam mitzvah, and even according to maskon of mitzvah, what's maskon of gemara? The tenishes amoretz is not chushuga in gezel. But on this kind of gezel, she is chushuv. Bishayit. Not that she doesn't know, she's not a pastor. She doesn't have the approach of a pastor. So b'meila, she rationalizes to the midishikot. But the fact is that it involves in is a gezel. So b'meila, why does Rav Shimon Melozo say she's not allowed only because she might herself be nichshu? Never mind herself being nichshu. Even if we had been sure that she herself wouldn't be nichshu, but she's assisting the Eishes Amoretz in dispensing, in disposing of the money, the property of her husband. So there is an Issa of Misayede Rabbeinu in regard to the Issa Gezel also, only in regard to the Issa Tevel, and to assist someone to gamble, to steal, and to rob. So there is also an Issa of Misayede Rabbeinu. Alright, this is the discussion. Ubisei Fanzoki, Mucha. Say, the Osel Rob. And then, there is another Shire. It involves the Nisar of Sayyid de Braveire, Misei Abeire, of eating Dorshe Musa also. It's two misayed avere. One is misayed avere in regard to the Issa Gezel, and then an Issa of misayed avere in regard to eating Dovashim Miusa. Vei teich techenesimo ish eschobea har misayed eschid avere uvisei panzoki mucha dioser lirome dim forish mastis dim asheles ish eschobea ma ish eschamoretz napo uchvoro ubireres vitechenesimo ba'amoretz remeya vitume devetare drabono abo bistam amoretz loi keichem mititre nim chavata achshino ha-shviz. Now, there is a mission. So in other words, actually, according to Rashi, how does the Braise say that the Tanishis Chover under certain circumstances is allowed to assist the Ishis Amoretz? And even under other circumstances, she's not allowed, only because she herself might be Nichshu. But she would, apart from the fact that she herself would be Nichshu, she would be Misayir Divra Avera in two Averas. First of all, the Avera of Gezel, and then the Avera of eating Dovashim Rusa. Because the Ishes Amoretz, and the Amoretz, her husband, will ultimately eat all the grain that is processed now. in which she participates, the processing of which she is participating. So she's Sayyidina de Madeira, she's accommodating the Ishas Amores, and the husband in hearing Dovo Shemi Uysa. Now, so does it involve, is one allowed now as far as being Misayeya, the Ishas Amores and the husband, in eating something, in ultimately eating something that is not Uysa? So does it involve the Nisa of Misayeya de Madeira or not? So let's see the Mishnah. Imperik HaMizot, Daf HaLechava. Masher es isha lechavato, hachshud al ashviz, napo ukvoro verechayim vitano, avo litobe avo mitit chayimo. In other words, that one woman is allowed to lend to another woman who is chshud al ashviz, a sieve, a mirror, a tano, an oven, avo, so to lend all these keli, a one woman is allowed to lend to another woman, even though the one who borrows all these keli is chshudo to eat all these peres that will be processed and prepared through the napo and the kvoro and the rechayim and the tano to eat it b'isa shviz. She's not zero, because Peres Shviz have to be eaten in a special way. Bikdusha Shviz, you cannot eat it lachabio. I mean, all kinds of aloches. So, that should involve the Nisa of Misayeh de Madeira. Still, the Mishnah says, Mashal is Yishol HaChavato, Hachshiro HaShviz, Napo Uchvoro Berchai Bitanu, Avo Litobre Avo Litit Chenimo. But we know, to help her woman friend, who is Chshuda HaShviz, in winnowing the grain and in grinding the grain that is Shri's grain, so that is not allowed. Why is there a difference at all? Both cases, so you assist the Chshud of HaShri's in being evil the Yisrael of Shri's. So Rashi says as follows: Al HaShri's Lishmi Apir HaShri's Vatzliya Min Avio Melech Vitober Vititchenimo Visayiya Mipisho Oso Visayiya Biyodayi Yidei Ivrei Aveiro Bishasa Aveir. So in other words, so we have to explain there is a wrong simen in the Nitzim, Meishiv Dovah, Tshuvah Lamed Veiz, and the Tshuvah San Yodeh in the Meishiv Dovah, a very good simen, because this is he sheds light on all the Yonim, all the Mikeres, and the Yisrael of Misayeh Yodeh Aveir. I mean, Misayeh de Aveira is a very important child today, because unfortunately, I mean, the bulk of Jews are not Zohir in most Yisui. So the Mele, sometimes it becomes very difficult to do anything without being Misayeh, another Jew in a certain Aveira, no matter in what business you are. So sometimes you have a child. You have a child of Misayeh de Aveira. So this is similar in ways. In the Nitzim. So he discusses the whole sugi and all the shittas of the shape. So the Mishnah says, Mashal is Ishala Chavut HaChshuro HaShviz, Napu Chvor Lechaim Yitano. Abo Vitovo Vititchimo. What's the difference? Vitovo Vititchimo Vissayeya, Vipnei Sheoso Vissayeya Biyodayim, Yidei Ivrei Aveire, Bishasro Aveire. So in other words, so it is, you see, in other words, in both he is Vissayeya. But in the case where the Isha helps the other Isha in the processing, in the winnowing, in the grinding, so then it is she is Misayeya, the other woman, directly Vishasade. But Mashainke, when she lends Kaelin, certain equipment to the Isha, should go. So when will that Aveira be done? That Aveira will be done much later, maybe 2 days later, or even hours later, not Bishas Mais. In other words, there is a distinction between being Misayeya, a person in an Aveira, Bishas Aveira, or not Bishas Aveira. Now, so the Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yain Kletlinger, and the Nitziv in his Tshuva, he praises what the Binyan Tzion says, that all this All these halachas in this Mishneh have reference to the case where it's not treibur enough, because the Gemara in Avizore says that when is there a love the raise of the Hebrew receiving Yichsul, Meshit Kastiayim in Nozir, if, I say, the Nozir stands on one side of the river, and I stand on the other side of the river, and the Nozir, if I will not give him, and I have a cup of wine in my hand, and the Nozir asks me, on the other side of the river, give me the cup of wine, and I stretch it out to him, and that's emotional, I mean, where without my help, the Nozir wouldn't be able to behave any easier. But only, in other words, my service is indispensable for the commission of the Avera by the Nozir. Without my help, the Nozir wouldn't be able to get the wine. But if it's Hadin of the Nare, the Nozir and I stand on the same side of the river, and even if I were not to give it to him, the Nozir himself will be able to take it. Or somebody else will be able to give it to the Nozir, then I am not even here with me. So, but many Rishayim say that even though by Hadim and Nare, so there is no Nivea, but it's still Osam Drabon. It's still Osam Drabon. And the score of Misayeya Devrabia. So it's not a Nisad Raisi, if it's Hadim and Nare. But a Nisad Rabon there is. So the BMC and Rabbi Yankel Eglinger says, and the Mishnah Domo the Mitziv agrees with him. So this is the pshat in the Mishnah. Mashal is Ishol Echavato, Hachshud Al Ashviz, Napuch, Boro Verechayim Vitano, Avo Litobo Vititchanimo. So, Litobo Vititchanimo, why not? Because he was Sayyid of Avera. So there is no Yisar of the Iveya, because this woman who is Hachshud Al Ashviz, even without the help of the other woman, she'll do it. It's not that her service is indispensable for the commission of the Avera. She'll get other women who will help her. Or even without other women, she herself will work harder. And she'll do it. Whatever she wants to do, she'll do. So in other words, it's Hadim and Nara. So there is no problem with the Nisad Raisel with Nina. But the problem is only with the Nisad Rabbonon. Because many Rishayim say that in Rabbonon it's Osea, Mitzat Misayir Nivadire, even if it's Hadim and Nara. So, according to Rashi, so that's the difference. When is there a Nisa? If it's a case of Hadim and Nara. So there is only a Shaila of Nisa Rabbonon, Misayir Nivadire. So, when is there a Nisa of Misayir Nivadire? That is only if the Sinua takes place at the time of the Aver. But if the Siyua takes place before the Avere, then it's not in Mosav Rabbah. Now the Mishnah concludes that the reason as to why it's Mutter to be Mashir Mishal Havato, Achshu Vashu Isnapu Chor Chaim, is because of the Akishol. So that means that according to Rashi, this is what the Mitziv deduces from Rashi, that according to Rashi, so if it's an Indian of Treibur and Nare, then it's also to be Misayeya under all circumstances. It's also to be Misayeya under all circumstances. But if it's an Indian of Chadibur and Nare, where the person who will ultimately be Nichsho will be able to do the Avere without my help, so then there is no Yisad Raisa. But then there is a Shaila of Misayeya Avere, so then it depends. If it is Mishas Maise, so Bishas Avere, it's also the Rabbanon to Misayeya, in spite of the fact that there is an union of Darkish Shalom. But if it's not Bishas Maise, so then if it's Mishum Darkish Shalom, so it's Mutar. But only Mishum Darkish Shalom. But suppose there is no union of Darkish Shalom. Then it's also. Then the Nitziv, the Meshiv Dobo, deduces from Tesres. The Tesres is Chelik HaRash. And the Tesres Shinte is also on the basis of the same principle mentioned by the Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yankel Eglinger, that's the Mechaber of the Oroch Linea, or the Bikur Yaakov, and Sukkis, Hilchas Sukkis. So the Mishnah Dobo deduces from Tesis, the Tesis is Chelik and Rashi, that according to Tesis, even without Artishorem, so it is Mutter, even without Artishorem, it is still mutea to be misayeya in divra avere, in the case of chadim v'nare, when there is no shayla or v'raisi, if it's not bishas maizavere, but if it's before the maizavere. In other words, that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Both admit that to be a misayeya in divra avere, bishas avere is also, even though it's chadim v'nare. The question is, now, to be misayeya idev ravere, not mishasa avere, but before, and it involves that kisholem, is certainly mute. But suppose you are a misayeya idev ravere, not mishas baisa avere, before that, and there is no union of that kisholem. So according to Tesis, it's still mute. According to Rashi, if there is no union of that kisholem, it's still osa. I mean, he discusses all that because a certain role, asking the shayle, whether someone is allowed to suggest the shidach to be a shatran, someone with a shatran. So whether he's allowed to arrange a shidach between a man and a woman that we know will not observe taras hamishpach. We know. If we don't know, so then there is a cloud in with Iver that if we can be tailing heter, we can be tailing heter. But suppose we know that they will definitely not observe taras hamishpach. So, whether one can be a shatran. So he mentions all that, the machlik is Rashi and Tesis, and then he says as follows. Now, then he mentions the other Gemara, that the Gemara says, Eisim, Gemara Daf Samar Leis, Eisim isas chulov bitar with an amoretz, even though he will be misayeya the amoretz, that then he will be mitar with the chalet. And that's a misa d'raisa, mishgeres tremeisai, chale is a din of truma. So the Gemara says that it's mutea mishim kidei chayo. Kidei chayo. So in other words, so if it's an inyan that is necessary for his panose, so it's as good a reason as that is shatran. So he says like this, if he's a shatran, and who makes a living from being a shatran, then he's allowed to arrange a shidach between a man and a woman who will not observe Taras HaMishpoche even without Artishol, because they hire. Because if he will not arrange the Shidach, somebody else will probably arrange the Shidach. There are many Shatchon in the world. He is not the only Shatch in the world. And so the Melee, it doesn't involve a Shaile of Lefniver Midrais. It only involves a Shaile of Misayedi Avere, which is only in Israel Rabbonon. And it's not Mishas Maisa Avere. The Avere will be done much later, after the Shidach is consummated, and so on. So the Melee, so if he's a Shatchan, so Kidechayov, so it's Mutar, without Artishon. Suppose he's not a Shatchan. He just wants to arrange a Shidach between a couple that he knows will not observe Taras HaMishpoche. So then, according to Tesis, it's Mutea, even though there is no Dati Sholem, but according to Rashi, only if it involves an union of Dati Sholem. In other words, it will be ill will from the boy, from the girl, because she has to arrange Shida. Otherwise, not. So, the very important Simen Ramelet. Now, yes, what?
Since it's Tully and the Drabonim right there, so one couldn't be Maple there, according to Tosis in all cases?
All right, maybe. All right. Now, so, Mashelis Ishma Chavata Achim Ashvi is Napo Chvor and Chaim Vitano. Avo Itobo Vo Ititchen, because that's Mishas Mais. Eishes Chover, Mashelis Reishes Amoretz, Napo Uchvoro, ובירס ותיכנס עם רכב עשים אבל משתת לו הסמיים ותיגעים לפי שהם מרזיקים דבר עבר ויכולו מיום ואום תדעתי שם so the Gemara has the kasha מייש נרישה מייש נסיבה the Reisha says that to help a woman who is חשודה על שפיס winnow and grind is also because it's a yed עבר and to help an amoretz an ishes amoretz to winnow and to sit is muter. But there it's also misayeda avere. One involves a misayeda of not complying with the isur shviz, or of not eating per shviz, bikdusha shviz, and the other one involves a misayeda of tevel. So what difference does it make? So just as the Mishnah says, that it's osir to help a chshuda lashlis to winnow and to grind the perishlis, so it should be osir to help an ishes amoret winnow and grind him instead of, because then the ishes amoret and their family will eat terrible. Because me the I say we don't even have to be rich. Maybe the Paris Amoretz are not new sir. Because Riva Moretz is Master. But with Rabbanon we have to be rich. So Mamele, since it's only also the Rabbanon, so Mamele we are making in Misaye Devra Bele, even if it's Bishas, who is it? Even if it's Bishas is it? Because over there, the moment the finishes, so she'll take some of the grains and eat it. So it's Bishas Maizaber. It's not remote. It's not a long time before the Maizaber. Oh, because it's Rabbi. Rabbi Roma, Hoche Ba Amores de Rabbeya, Vitum Evitare de Rabbi. Rabbi says that here we cannot say that it's Mutar because it's a Nisan de Rabbi. Because here, Temu is a Nisan de Raisa. Only thing is, with Raisa we rely on God. But with Rabbanon we don't rely on God. So maybe it involves a Nisan Reise. With Nidreise, we say it's matter. But it's a Shaila of Tebu, which itself is also Nidreise Tebu. So maybe we cannot be making. But the reason as to why the Mishnah is Matia, the Ishes Chover, to be Tichenes and Rakedes Simo, so that's because here the Mishnah has reference not on all kinds of Amoretz. There is an Amoretz who is Choshu Damaisas. So Yerachanam, in vis-a-vis such an Amoretz, so a nation's Chover is not allowed to assist a nation's Amoretz in winnowing the parents of the Amoretz. If he's that kind of Amoretz who is Choshu Damaisas. But there's another kind of Amoretz. It's Hoche, so he says, Amoretz Rameya, because Rameya says, the Rameya says that Izeu Amoretz Kol Sheine Ichel Chulo Pita. That means Bisman Abayis, when it was possible to eat Peres Pitare. Today it's impossible, that's what I have to say. But Bisman Abayis in the Arch Israel, when it was possible to eat Chulo Pitare, so Izeu Amoretz Kol Sheine Ichel Chulo Pita. So in other words, the Mishneh deals with an Amoret who is not Choshud and Maisya, but who is only Choshud and not being Zoyer in Tumah Bitar, who is Eichel Chul Bitar. Now, to be Mitami Chum, even if it's Chum that is Tomu Chum, is only Osam Rabbah. If it's not Tomu Chum or Echale, then it's not even Osam Rabbah. We discussed it at the beginning of Chum. Only if he was Mikabel upon himself. But if it is Chum, if it is Tomu Chum or Tomu Echale, so Mele, it's also the Rabbanon, but not with Raisa. With Raisa, it's only Osea to be Mitame, be a dying, Ume Mamish, Chale Mamish, Mishmeras Premesai. But suppose you have an Ise, and it's destined, it's double Chale, but until the Chale is taken off, you are allowed with Raisa to contaminate the Yadai, even though it's aimed to be Mafkis Chale from it. So it's only Osea with Rabbanon. So in other words, the Mishnah deals in Amoret. The Mishnah deals in Amoret with his stubble, that his stubble lay, that is not Choshud and Maizeh, but he is only Choshud and Tumah Bitar. So, and that's only Osam Rabbanon. So, Hocheb Amoret Rameya, Vitumah Bitar and Rabbanon, Zitan Yitro, Amoret, Choshud and Chul Bitar, Din Rameya, Vachachom Yimeyim, Koshin Rasa Pereinso. Koshin Rasa Pereinso. So, Mimele, since it's only Osam and Rabbanon, so Mele, there is no Yisrael of Misayeya in the Ravere, even though it's Bishas Maiser Yisrael. Even though it's possibly Bishas Maiser Yisrael. So it's Namasa. Masha'imke, if he's an Amoretz, so he's Choshet HaMaisres, even though Rav Amoretz Masnev, but with Rabbanon we don't rely on Rav. So Yachin Sheish, maybe it's Tevu Mamesh. And Tevu Mamesh is also the Raise. Then it's also have to be Misayeh de Vavere, Bishas Maiseh. Oh, so Tesis mentions there, Uvisekhan is up. Now here, according to Rashi's Pshat, it appears that the only problem is with the possibility of the Ishis Chover Asel being Yashem. But there is no problem being Misayeh de Vavere. There is no problem of being Misayeh de Vavere in the Isagezel. And there is no problem of Misayeh de Vavere in the Iser, in the Perish in Yuser, but Uvisekhan is up in Muchal, we also wrote in Kodesh Masnisi, in Masher, in Sishis Chover, in Sishis Amoret, Napu, Poro, Pera, in Chanesim, Oba, Amoret, Rameya, to Meritar, in Rabo, Avu, Bistam, Amoret, Tloy, Keichet, Luitit, Chinim, Chavato, Hachshula, Ashvis, so Meile, why does the price discuss it from the point of view of the possibility of the Ishes Chover being Nichshul? Apart from that, how can the Ishes Chover assist the Ishes Amoretz? The Ishes Amoretz, since she's Chshuda Maisres, so she's Misayeh Yedim Aveire, and that's Mishas Maise Aveire itself. The Gemara says, according to Rove, that only Amoretz the Meir it's Muda to assist in the winnowing and in the grinding. But Amoretz not in a Meir, and Amoretz who is Choshet HaMaisres, so then it's Osea. So here it should be Osea. And let's go. Rabbi Yedom Ariv Amoretz, Me'asne, Shon Nisaye B'chol Inye. And then according to Abaye, so it's Muter, so the price is, so then the Mishnah is saying that it's Muter than Nisayeya. But it should be Osea. Rabbi was not first, Shon Nisaye B'chol Inye, V'yochel Asfino B'zman Shiteiro. We regularly look at the Bisman Shit Meo, who the Lord kept in the Lezer. The Bahedi container, Bireres, who Bireres Ligasi. So it couldn't have reference. The Mishnah and Anzokin didn't, couldn't have reference to a case where she is at Meo. If she is at Meo, how could she sift? When you sift, we are Bireya. When you sift, so then you touch it. And she's Tmeyo. So obviously the Mishnah is reference to the case where the Ishes Chover is a Tehero. Not when she is a Tmeyo. If she's a Tmeyo, how could she be the rest? Umforesh Rabbi Rach, Mechen Rabbi Tam, Shebitvuye Shom Choveray. Not as Rashi applies that price to a Tvush of Amhoretz. But this price is reference to a Tvush of Chover. Bizman Shi Tmeyo בזמן שיזיז המורץ מחזק את עצמו כתמאו, שאוזיז לזה עצמי כביטוו, אבל לא בזמן שמחזק את עצמו כתמאו, דאוזי נזרס מליגה ביטוו, ומתאמו לו, שמרוזו אמר, אבל בזמן שמחזק את עצמו, נחזק עצמאו לתתחי, משחב אותו, איש את המורץ, אחר שסבור לו יסתאו, ניסנס לו ויחלס. So maybe there is no kasha about Misayir Divra Vere, about Misayir Divra Vere of Iser, of Temo, because who is going to eat all these peres? The Ishes Chover, and the Ishes Chover will certainly not eat it without taking off Maestres. ובדיספתי תארס ויחס קוטוני, אף אותי שנחלס וסרס לאחרים ואיכלו, ואשתי פול שפר, אשתי מי כזה גזרה, תבוע שלי שסחובה, חילופה מבויה, הכל תורה שיש דיפיקול, because what kind of example is it? It's a husband's grain, and the woman is allowed to take it over more of her husband without asking permission from the husband. But according to Tramatam's job, so it's the tree of Ishes Chover. So the other Ishes Amoretz, she has no right to take the Ishes Chover's grain and give it to the Ishes Amoretz. All right, now, the Gemara. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Zahud, Mechom Shmur Admeir, Lifnei Rebbe Al Rabbeir, Lifnei Rebbe Al Rabbeir, Shokho Ole Shol Yerich Beishon, Lifnei Rebbe Es Beishon, Es Beishon, Kul Al Yodei. So, Rebbe was matir the peres, the yirokeis that grew in Beishon, that's a certain section of Eretz Yisrael, to eat it even without taking off maizres. Why? Because Dusha Rishayno is kitchel ishaito v'lekishos v'lovi. This is how Rashi explains it. Dusha Rishayno is kitchel ishaito v'lekishos v'lovi. Dusha Shliyo is kitchel ishaito v'lekishos v'lovi. But how be kochim kofshel Mitzrayim and kofshel v'bovel? So Rebbe was made, Rebbe Yeshua ben Zalud ben Chofesh Olad Meir, so he testified that Rameya said that Bishon is one of those mekemes of the kochim that kofshel Mitzrayim and kofshel v'bovel. So that means he doesn't take the fishes out of Israel. So it's like chutz loretz. So maybe it's like chutz loretz, you don't have to take off prices. You don't have to take off prices. So, chibrolom, או איך אומר בי סובי, אומר לי, מוקים שאבי סך, או אבי סבי סך, או נהג בי סך, אתה תנגבי היתר, דור השול מתחוזה, יחיתי סליחה שם חישס, אוסו, אוסו אמר, אשר אוסו בי שקרה יומי, no, no, that's in respect to חזקיות, to, it's in respect to ישיו, I think, in respect to ישיו, so, oh no, חזקיו, in respect to חזקיו, וחיתיס ונחש על החישס אשר עושה באישי כדה יום ימראה אמו יום לישראל לקטרוי והאם יקרו נחש אפשר בו עושה ולא יביעי בו יישוף עד ולא יביעי ועל כל המנזור שבאי לא מושא ויישוף עד בי אהום אלו מוקים יניחו להווי סוף להסגד הבאי אף אני מוקים יניחו להווי סי להסגד הבאי כאן לתלמיד חוכם, שאומר דבר הלוכה, שהיא מזיך נעשה, ואמר לו היא מזניך נעשה, ואמר לו היא מזכיף נעשה. מזיך היא means, what is מזיך היא means? מזיך היא means, היא מבדיל נעשה. In other words, suppose, היא תלמיד חוכם, היא מחדיל שחידש. And before him, so the peskin that lived in a previous generation, didn't pass in that way. And now a big Talmud Chochem, who is a competent Pesach, passes a Shaila that is contrary to what a previous Pesach passed. So we are not allowed to be Mazliach, to isolate him, and to say, well, we should not ask him any Shailas. He passes a Shaila contrary to what his predecessor passed. A Mazliach. Damoi Maschid Chineise. Maschid Chineise means, so Maschid means a Mabil Neise. A Maschid means we are not allowed to show contempt and disdain for his psalm. And Maschid means we should not reprimand the Talmud Chochem and tell him, well, you are arrogant. Your predecessor didn't pass in that way, and you passed in this way. So that we see that Chizkiyahu HaMelech had the courage to do something that his predecessors, who were Melochim Tzadikim, also the Shofar, didn't do. So does that mean that he wasn't supposed to have done it? The answer is, also could not do everything. There are certain things that also did, and there are certain things that also couldn't do. There are certain things that Yeshua did, and there are certain things that Yeshua couldn't do. So here too, even though there were complaints by certain Chachomim against Rabbi, how is it in the previous generation, so we made Yisar in the pay race of Beishon, and now you are not here? Because Mokin and Yuchav Eisai, he's got to be. So we see it's from Eretz Yisrael. Ishtamtei. So the answer is, of course it's in Eretz Yisrael. But the revolver will not kadesh it. So since Dusha Bishenu is Kitchel Shaita of religious body, and so only that those became the day revolver were kadesh. But Bishon was not included in the became the revolver were kadesh. So Mele doesn't have Bishon's Eretz Yisrael, so it's Chutzlaret. So Mele, you don't have to take off Maisres. Why did the Gemara mention it here? Because in the conclusion, the Maskone, the Gemara applies the halacha that Sadiqim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a call all the day. Very good. Ho name mishim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a call all the day, Sadiqim no kakol. Ole shol yarek lo yisir, vihite reba al pehele zu, elo beit shom kulo, lech lo yarek shalo, u pehele se yulo mitavo, kosal gedai toh kosomar ad mei alam mea at Yisroelu, u maisa dogam bichutz lo retzu, neid min rabonon, hoi u beres de reise, aber meister Gerig, die Meretz Kupi der Rabbonon, wo ich goz am Nia bechutz loret, die Meretz Israeli, aber gab der Nia berebe achachur made, wo kein nur meister Dogen der Reise, wie Gerig der Rabbonon, die Tusche Achrin und der Ezre, Kitsche Afros in Bobe, die Liftone, hit der Rebbe Dishon, Michlau Dishon, Mekene is, Nebe. Now, Rashi was bothered here by Kashi. Rebbe was Matia Bishon without taking of Meisters. Why? Because Bishon does not have Bishon's out of Israel. But mit Rabbonon, even Chutz Loretz, you have to take up Thomas Meisres. Even Chutz Loretz, you have to take up Thomas Meisres. So, how was Rebbe able to be Matir, the Paris Bishon, without taking that we shouldn't have to take up Meisres? So Rashi says, Rebbe was Matir only Yerokis. Now, so, true Paris Chutz Loretz is higher with Rabbonon and Thomas Meisres. So that's only Dogon Tirish Vilitza. That with rice, so in Eretz Yisrael they are mechuyim to be some maestres with rice. So the mele in Chutz Loretz even Rabbon Yisrael. Mashiach ki Yerokis. So even in Eretz Yisrael it's not chayim to be some maestres with rice. It's only chayim with Rabbonon. So in Chutz Loretz it's not even chayim with Rabbon. This is how Rashi explains it. Now, Tesves, Rabbi Tam mentioned certain rice. This long thesis. So Amitam mentioned certain rayas from certain gemores that the chutz loretz is chayev in tumis maisres mit rabbonon even yerokis. So then thesis again says that we are not givus yerokis yerekin in gemorin brachas anyway. But Amitam assumed that certain gemores say that even in Chutz Loretz, like Boga, so is higher in Tumas and Maisres, even of Yerokis. So Meleva, how can we explain this Gemara? So Hametam says that this Gemara Rebbe was only Matir Bishon from Mar, in other words, Halakiyach Piris, Mi'amoretz. So Midraise, Mid Malakiyach Piris, But there is a substantial need to have the Oreads who were mizalzel maisers and who didn't take off maisers. So because of that, if somebody is lekeach peris namoretz and the peris is good in Eretz Yisrael, he's mechuyev to be maiser. But if somebody will be lekeach peris meamoretz in chutz loretz, so then the chachomim will not mechayev peris chutz loretz in mai. But vaday, so achayev mitchumis maisers in chutz loretz, even maiser yerokis, not only maiser. Dogon Tirish Minitza. This is Rabbi Tavish. Alright. So, Mokim and Nichok is Yoveu Banila Achreinu. Imo Yinzi U Malisake. Ba Me Yigda Ushmo. Li Yizgade O Yizgade. Mikan Shoeinu Shekibu Rebbe Idezu. Biloma Dimenu. שאַפֿאַל פֿי שקבאַטיי מיר, זאַג מיר יום מוי יונע גביסע, למדנו שימאַזיך אין דעם טוח, קיין אַ באַלאָך חידיש, לוי מאַל שמעט, אין מאַזיך אין מאַדיל נייס אין שמעס, לוי מחזיר פו, מאַזיך אין שאַק צו מסבו, מאַזיך אין לוי מאַ, קבוס חוגום אויך, שמו יתי צו אייז אין שמע דאָב קי חוס אין ביראַק, משנאַכי למדבי אין זאַל קייס מיט גאָ, זאַחו חי מוש אין דאַבונע יאלי, שמו די אין ביראַק קוצור חי בסום חליב, הייב שמו יניחו ממאַס אבי דיש מנהיה, השתמתי יהודי פרי דרבשים אין פז, הר בתחוך עם כושר מצרים, מקיד של קדוש הזורץ, ומקוב של בלבובר, מקד של בשניו, וכך מקוב של מקסובה, הוי מהוטרו הוטרו, לקדוש הרשינו פוטרו, וחיקית של יהושע, נשאי פקיד של אורו סגובה, כשכל בני חנצה, מורות של הר זה, לקדוש עושה. כדי שימות על אחרים של ישרי השום, בשביס, שנהגס בחוץ לארץ, וישמחו עליהם, אני ליטי לקט שיקחה ופייל מייסרוני ובשאר בשעון מהון מהן נויסו. You see, Rashi is explaining. That's the Gemara. Now, Ezra was not Kedesh a single town because they had no sovereignty. Only when did the Jews in Baisheli attain sovereignty? Only during the Hashmonoi. But until the Hashmonoi, so they were always under the dominion of a certain Malchus. And when Ezra settled in Eretz Yisrael, so then there was no king of Kibush. They had a license from King Koresh, Cyrus. So in other words, so they were able to settle in any part of Eretz Yisrael. And it was Niskadish through Chazok and not through Kibush. So the question of Isaac, there was no Kibush. So the Kibush Shlio took place for Chazoke by settling upon the land and cultivating the land. So how is it that he left out certain cities? Why did Ezra leave out certain cities? Why did Ezra? After all, there was no kibush realized on any city. So how was the kibush realized? Through Chazoke. So they could have settled on all the cities. So the answer is Ezra deliberately left out certain cities in order that there should be certain cities in Eretz Yisrael where the Anim will be able to have Lekichik Hopei and Maizron. Because if they would be Mikadish all the cities of Eretz Yisrael, so then Ishvis, so everything, the whole crop, all the parents are Hefker. Hashvis, Nishmitenu, and Tashto. If it's Hefker, so it cannot be given over to just to the Ani. Because Hefka means Shviz, Pir Shviz, is anybody can partake of it. So it's moved, is accessible to everybody, to the poor, to the rich, to everybody. So the Mele, the Ani, will be at a disadvantage. So because of that, Ezra left out certain cities, and not to be recovered certain cities, like Bishon, in order that these cities that were excluded from the Kiddush. So Shviz will not be the hit there. So the Mele, it will not be Hefker. So since it will not be Hefker, so the Amin will have the advantage of taking Lekich Chopei and Maizon. So he says, ולזריע של משמיס שינגז בחוץ לארץ ויסמחו עליהם אני לתלקת שיקחו פי ומייסרוני ובשעון מהם לא יסוף ואיסו שקיצו הם לדבות כמו בכל משאים כדאבינו מבומץ באורו ויבח על השם ומקחו על האורץ אשר יושע מסכו וירשתו ירושל משאינו ושניו יש להם שבות לו ירושל משאינו ונכה שניו ירושה אבל ירושה שלישי שאים להם שהשניו לפוסקו הילקח בימי רבי נוהג ואיסה בארץ עכשיו נמד נמור איזה קשה אומר לי רבי ימי רב זירה ורב מי ירו לבעל מונוחו סומי מילה what kind of a right is it that רב מי הפסקן that Rishon does not require Isu of the Peres maybe the reason is why רב מי ate an ole, a leaf of the Peres of Bishon without taking of Maisres because the Aloha is like this mid Raise a crop does not become Tevur until there is Bamalach that's in your work but suppose you harvested the grain and it wasn't Nismariches yet it wasn't Nismariches yet there is Machlokes Rishayim what is Meruach some Rishayim say that Meruach means the winnowing of the crop and some Rishayim say Meruach means when you smooth out the crop you smooth it out so whatever Meruach is but until Meruach until Gmar Melochim every mean has its Gmar Melochim in other words what is Gmar Melochim represent the final stage in the processing of a certain food so that it makes it fit for eating. So, by Tvue, so the final stage in the processing that qualifies it for eating is Meruach. Is Meruach. So when does it become Tevur Midraise? Only at Meruach, at Mamloch. But before Meruach, after Avraham Shlish, so it's Mutar to eat it without taking of Maisres. Only Achilas Arim is Mutar. But Achilas Keva is also Midrabon. Midraise is Mutar in Achilas Keva. So the question is, how do we see that Rav Meir held that you don't have to take off Maisres from the Peres of Bishon? Someone saw Rav Meir eating an ole. Eating an ole that's only Achilas Arim. And that was before Mamaloche. So it's Mutar. Maybe Rav Meir himself held. That it's chayev maisres. Wo, meremei yole ba'alu doch. Omolei, ma'agud ochle. Utnan yerek hanegat mishayegat. What is the Gmar Meloche in your case? When you take, let's say, a bunch of carrots, or spinach, and you bundle them, you tie them, you make it into a bundle. That's the Gmar Meloche in your case. Every mean has its own stage that constitutes the final stage in process. So in your case, the Agude, that's the Gmar Meloche. And the one who saw Rav Meir eat an ole, so he saw Rav Meir take out the ole from the bunch, from the bundle. So it was already after Gmar Meloche, and still he ate it without taking of Maisres. So it's a raye that Rav Meir held that the Chol HaPoches Yirokes in Bishon do not require an Isu. Utnaya Ganegem Shiva. Vidil Melavadaite. Maybe Rav Meir just forgot. So this is the whole reason as to why we have already mentioned. Hashdi Behemtov Shal Tzadikim. In HaKodesh Boruch Hu Levit HaKol Al Yodom. Tzadikim Atzmo Lekolchke. Tzadikim Atzmo Lekolchke. So, Vidilmo, that's the reason is why the Gemara mentioned the whole thing. Vidilmo, Israelim, Loch Machia. Maybe the observer, so, maybe Rav Meir already took off Maisres on that ole. But no one saw him take off Maisres. The answer is, he could have taken off another ole as Maisres on his ole. So it wasn't terrible. So the Gemara says, "Lech shel chaver lishon amuke," because it's a nisa lechatchil, you're not allowed to take off maisres. Let's say I have peres here, and then I have peres, let's say in Chicago, in my home. So I cannot take off peres here and declare them as maisre and the peres I have at my home in Chicago, because in order to take off maisres of one pere, that should be maiser and the other pere, so you have to have both peres before you. But if you don't have them before you, so shalom amukim zelitosa. In other words, let's say here is an ole. So maybe he had money. This corner, this portion of the ole should be maiser. And then he ate the other portion. So he took off maisres. So Mora says, but who testified? Rabbi Yeshua ben Zaruz bechomesh Rav Meir. So you can be sure that he observed that he didn't take off maisres. It wasn't an inyan of meisneim of bitzatzeh veichom sadachem. But without taking off maisres in any way, he just partook of the Torah. So it's a raya that Rav Meir held that Beishon doesn't require this. All right. My behemtoi shal tzadikim. Now we say even behemtoi shal tzadikim akolim bochmin takoyim. Where do we see that? The Rapinka Biyoy Al Godwood Bin Ishwim, Poga Baby Ginoye Nare, the name of a certain river, of that river was Ginoye. So he was going to for an Indian of Bin Ishwim in order to ransom certain captives. So but he was faced with a difficulty. In other words, he had to cross a river. It was impossible. So Omale Ginoye Khalekli Mimech. In other words, that you should become dry. Very kach. Omalei, what it mean? Why Omalei? So Pesach says, it doesn't necessarily mean that the river spoke. It means, one pshat in Pesach says, Shemo sar shol yam heishivay. Iname, repincho soyo mechashit uribe, shalikacho yom aniyach ulach. In other words, this was in his mind. So, repinchos, so at first, because Rapinchas ben Yoyah wanted the water to dry up. In other words, that a miracle should happen. Something that violates the laws of nature. But it didn't happen so quickly. So he had to wait. So Rapinchas ben Yoyah was Nechashi. And why doesn't it happen so quickly? Because the laws of nature manifest the will of God. The will of God. So in other words, it's Oseah. To show an S, even if someone is a tzaddik who can show nisi and who can effect a violation of the laws of nature, but he's not allowed to do it unless there is an emergency, because to do something that runs counter to the laws of nature means doing something that runs counter to the will of God, because the laws of nature manifest the will of God. So he says, so Omale, in other words, Pinchas ben Yoyah was thinking, as if the river was speaking to him. Omale, ato heirich, lasis etzengecho, as if the river was saying to Pinchas ben Yoyah, you want me to do something. That, why? Why? Because you want to fulfill the will of God? The Rotz Hashem is that a person should be eisit chesed. And if there are captives, unfortunate people who have to be ransomed, so the Rotzen Hashem is that we should ransom them. We should bring all kinds of sacrifices in order to ransom the captives. So you want to fulfill the will of God. I, the river, also want to fulfill the will of God. In other words, and the will of God is that it should not dry up. So why should Ato hile vasel tzimkeicho, vanile vasel tzimkei, ato sofikeise, sofikiateise, because who knows whether you'll be successful in ransoming the captives. And ni vadaeise, omalei, esiv there had been a dialogue. This is how most the shaykhs explain it, and one more shaykh says, omalei, im ati achili, gizrani olecho, shali abu bo machmayim leilo, cholach. So in other words, it didn't happen at the first moment. But only with difficulty it happened. So, cholachle, hadau gavle davidor echitali pisre. So there was another person who was working in order to prepare the wheat for matzis mitzvah. So there was an Arab pagan who was also walking with them on the same road. He wasn't involved in any mitzvah, but it just isn't nice that when two people walk together on a journey, so even though the other person, the other person who walks with him is a heathen, an idol worshiper, that when something happens and accommodates one, that he should not do it the same thing for the other person. It just isn't nice. It's not Yosha. It's not in consonance with the concept of Vasisa Yosha Latei to act like this. So he demanded that a nes should occur in order to accommodate the heathen who was walking with him. It isn't nice. People criticize. So he did something unnatural, and he affected the violation of the laws of nature, but he didn't do it in order to accommodate his companion who was walking with him on the same road together all the time. He's mentioning the whole story of the Chameir of Rabbi Yochanan ben Yoyah. So then, after he crossed the river, so he stopped off at a certain inn. So someone in the inn tried to feed the Chameir of Rabbi Yochanan ben Yoyah a certain barley. So the donkey refused to eat. Haftinu. So he knocked it out. He cleaned it out. So the one who tried to feed the Chameir of Rabbi Yochanan thought that the Chameir doesn't want to partake of that barley because it had so many impurities. So he knocked out all the impurities. But the Chameir still persevered in its refusal to partake of that barley. Nakrinu. So he cleaned out all with his hands. So he cleaned out the worker. With his hands, he cleaned out every possible impurity. So still the Chameir refused to eat. Lo yochal. Omalu, so Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyah said, Dilma lo masrino. Maybe the reason is why the Chameir refuses to partake, because you didn't take off maisras of this sale. So asrino lo, the moment you took off maisras, the Chameir was ready to eat. Omar, Aniozu, Hileches, Lazis, Ritzinkino, Vatim, Achimim, Isim, Tvolim. Atim, Achimim, Isim, Tvolim. So, in other words, so that's the right, that even Behemton Shon Tzadikim, in a Kodim Boruch Hu, maybe, Takom Arudim. Tell me, Achimim, in a Kodim. So, from this Gemara, you can see that if a certain mistake occurs in the Hashgoche, it doesn't matter who the Hashgoche, by whom the Hashgoche is realized, whether it's by a private rabbi or by an organization, if a mistake occurs, that I'm sure that when a mistake occurs in the Hashgoche, so it's a mistake, it's an accident, it's mishedik, it's dayness, it's not chas v'sholem, negligent. But those who are responsible for the Hashgoche, if they have been in the Matrege of Tzadikim, so then such an accident wouldn't occur. So if a mistake occurs, so it's raya that there is a certain diminution in the Matrege of a Tzadik. Because if there had been no diminution in the Matrege of a Tzadik, so an accident wouldn't occur. So that should be a basis for everybody to be cured. Because too many accidents happened in Kashrus today. Too many accidents. Only certain accidents, so the people find out about it. But many other accidents that are not mentioned in the newspaper, so no one finds out about it. But accidents happen, every month accidents happen. And they chose, not that their supervision isn't good. But it shows that there is a diminution in their tzidkes, because in the Nodom Lachaveire, they don't deport themselves in an ideal way. So that's why the Ashgoche does not protect them against a mistake. It's not because the supervision. The supervision of Nodom Lamoke is not sufficient. The supervision might be sufficient, but in order that the Ashgoche should protect a person against the Mikshli Takole in Dvorim Asurim, so one has to be in the Madrid of Itzadik in Nodom Lachaveire. That is at the core of all these problems. And that is at the core of all the problems that take place in connection with the Neirev, I mean the chutzpah that takes place, the Rabbonim who consider themselves as Peski Ador, walk out deliberately with the Big Imore to show, to demonstrate that Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't know. He knows, and Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't know, and the same one who walked out in Bora Park a week ago, Shabbos, with the Big Imore, so he was the one who sent me in a pamphlet, and he writes, I mentioned it in one of the shiurim, so he said, he mentions the Gemore, Bishor Shetike, Shlei Meirev Muntil Sedai, Yotzus of Baskel Vomro, Im Chacham Bni Yismach Libi Gamoni. So he says, there's such a great thing to set up an Erev, but in spite of all his godless, so he made a mistake that this Gemara has reference to Eruv HaTzeres, not to the so-called Erev of Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is in Raise, it's not in the Rabbono. Shleimer was Misak in Eruv HaTzeres. So the same basic Ador who made that mistake, put in his statement in the paper, and he said, Rav Moshe Feinstein is only one Rav, and he cannot overrule the psak of all the other Bilator. And he was the one who walked out to the Gemara in Bora Park. And all these things happened. Why is there so much chutzpah? Because there is no dedication to Bnodon Haveri. That's the reason as to why in this yeshiva, boys don't care for property. A boy comes into a room, he comes into a dining room, he turns on the light, then he forgets to turn it off. And then the yeshiva has to pay every month over $1,000 for the electric, because there is no zeros in Nodom Haveri. And that's the reason. If there is no zeros in Nodom Haveri, there is no Nodom Haveri either. Because there is no heretz for a major Feinstein, for a Gobel. That's why there is so much chutzpah. And that's why there is Chil Shabbos, because of lack of the heretz. Everything is grounded, originates in lack of the Acheretz for Talmid Chachomim, for Rebbeim, for Gdelim. And why are there such accidents? Why is there such an accident like Heinz beans having pork? Why? Not because they were negligent in the supervision. They are not negligent in the supervision, because there is no the Acheretz for Talmid Chachomim. Everyone is a Pesach. Everyone passed through Shailes. Umimi Chaybe, Vatnan al Kiach, Lizera, Lebehemo, Vikemach Lehitis, Vishem and Linnea, Vishem and Losher Be Sakili, Potam Admai. So it's not even Chayev, so it's not even Chayev in Tevel. Hosom or Yitma Alo, Omer Abichanan, Loishon or Lesholokom mit Trio Lebehemo, Avalokom mit Trio Lodom. So that saying, so it was not lokhon, it was lokhon mitchil leodom. So mainly it was chayiv in this. V'nim lacha al lokhon mitchil leodom v'nim lacha lebeim chayiv asa v'atani. Halikeyach hapeves nashuk v'achil v'nim lacha lebeimo harez lehite loy lifnei behemte loy lifnei behemes chavere. Elem kenise. So in other words, so that's a chayiv. That if it's lokach lechatchile beodom and then nimlach aleihem libeimo, so it's chayiv nisum. Shom arebe nofak leate omale ritzencho say detzli omale hey so avu ponov shel rebe vomale kintume ato shemuder anoyim yisroyo ani yisroyo deishime yeish reitzel. So rebe was mechabedim, he should be his guest, so he said Yisroel Deishim, Yesh Reitze Reile, Yesh Yesh Levin Reitze, Uchsiv Al Tiyum Chames Lechem Ra'ay, Al Tisol Mat Meso, Kumisar Benafshe, Kenu Achim Seyim Lecho, Duhim Ibal Imoch, Vata Reitze, Nanu Reitze, Tzoseach, Suppose somebody invites you to his house, and you know that he really doesn't want you to eat in his house, but he wants to show that he's a friend, but he's hoping that you will refuse, so you're not allowed. If you know, if you feel that he's not inviting you, but because of an ulterior motive, and you really would appreciate, if you would refuse, you're not allowed to dine. It's an inyan of Abba Gezer. Abba Gezer, not Gezer Mamash at all. He does invite you, but Rebbe, so he's Yeshlei, and he was Reitze, so there's certainly no Yisah to dine with him. But, he said he was busy because Hashtev Mit Mesavine did Milsen Mitzvah Kuparachne. He was still involved in the union of Pidin Shui. But Anna, I see, I really got off, but when I return, after I succeed in the Pidin Shui, so I'll stop off. He also said, Yisram, all Bahu Pisra Da, the kind of they could nice it, Chival, Oma Malachamoves, the basis shall say, Bani Esed Itzlei, Shoma Rebbe Nofak Leapi, Oma Lei, Mas Benino. So that worked. So when he returned, he stopped up at Rebbe's house, so he found certain animals, Prodi. The Peret is a hybrid of Isus and Chavei. So he found, and he's a Mazik. So he said, I cannot stop up at his house. He maintains a Mazik in the house. So, Shoma Rebbe Nofak Leapi, Oma Mas Benino. He's a Mazik, in other words, he was a ferocious animal. This Peret was a ferocious animal. So he said, I'll sell it. Omalei with me, is it Mirchso? So what's, how can you sell it? You'll sell it to somebody else. So another person will maintain the Mazik. So you can even with me, is it Mirchso? Matkirnele. So he said, I'll be Matkire. So he said, Matkire says, Eike, you'll be Matkire. So then you will certainly maintain the Mazik. Akanelu. So he says, I'll kill it. I mean, I'll be Eike. Iketzabo Achai. Katrinelu. So he said, I'll kill it. He gave out Tashris. So whatever he suggested, so Rabbi Yehuda said, it's no good. So, have a kamachit bituvi. Have a kamachit bituvi. So he persevered in his insistence. So, go back to the night. So then he walked, sprang up between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb, that was also next. Bocho Reb, the Omar Mabel Chayim Ka, Misoson, Al Haskam Lecha. The Omar Rachome, but Rachani Nigdil in Tzadikim, Misoson Misam Chayim, Shenema, Vayim Kivri Mish, Vinero is Akut, Vayashlich Esu Yish, Bikeva Ravisho, Vayila, Vayiga Oish, Vahatz Misolisho, Vayachim Vayokim Rav. All right. Now, we will be here. Okay. The first Simen. In the two, and the Mechaber and Ramon, Taz and Shach, up to Sipur.